I can't say I was in the shower when I had that idea. I was reading a press release and I sent it to my editor straight away and she liked the idea. But I've come up with plenty of ideas in the shower and have leapt out and scribbled down notes that later ran because I was writing them in felt tip pen and dripping on the page.
So what is it about the psychology when you're in the shower? What is it about the environment that gives you inspiration to come up with ideas and be creative?
Well, one of the things that the researchers I talked to pointed out is that it's sort of a balance between being engaged. You are on task, you're washing, you're shampooing, you're shaving. So you're doing something purposeful, but it's a sort of mindless, purposeful activity. And it's that balance between activity and inactivity that one of the researchers I talked to called unconstrained attentional thinking. He said that was a big part of it. Another researcher I spoke to said one of the things about the shower is that your landscape is constrained. You can't see more than a few feet in front of your face. Your soundscape is constrained. There's all kinds of white noise. And there's no temperature difference between your body and the water striking you. So you're not too hot, you're not too cold. And all of that allows your mind to wander free.
Jeffrey, some of us get in the shower and try to imagine an oasis of kinds and try to relax and not have any thoughts. So are we all the bad people then? Everybody else is coming up with these great inventions and great ideas?
Absolutely not. And in fact, one of the things that my reporting turned up is that the best way to turn on your thoughts are to try to turn off your thoughts. Don't go into a shower or any other situation in which you feel that you're looking for a brainstorm, thinking that you have to come up with something. Free association becomes a lot less free when you have an agenda. So go into the shower, enjoy your oasis, and if inspiration strikes, that's terrific. If it doesn't, well, you've gotten clean and you've relaxed.